This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It only intensifies the full-out assault of global government consolidation of the people of the planet. Wheeling amounts of incredible information dizzy the mind. Great awakenings are happening, but also at the cost of great loss of freedom as the gloves are taken off and the tyrannical social engineers of the planetary regime sink their teeth into the bones. They've already chewed into our flesh. Now they're getting into the bones of the very system that sustains humanity on this planet. Wow. I did not watch the Obama speech yesterday on CNN, the whole town hall, until my children had gone to bed. Then I went online and watched it and backed it up and rewatched it and began sending lists to Nico, the great producer, to collate with Richard and others today. And we have at least 12 clips we're going to play. Every one of them is an over-the-top, massive deception. Obama says nobody wants your guns. Nobody. And 2 + 2 = 5. Nobody's coming for your guns. Nobody's ever come for your guns. America was founded in paranoia, basically, of imaginary enemies. It was incredible. The one thing that might have been truthful in there was this establishment alien. That's what my buddy Anthony Gucciardi calls people that have been raised by wealthy families and insulated for so long, white, black, it doesn't matter, that they just don't know how the real world works. It's like George Herbert Walker Bush, 10 years after scanners were ubiquitous, walking through a grocery store and saying, "What's this?" What was it, ABC Nightly News? "What's that? I've never seen one of those." Been around for 20 years at that time, been ubiquitous for a decade. What is it, like 1990? Didn't know what a checkout barcode laser scanner was. I'll assure you he knows what a planetary government is. Obama said, "I've never owned a gun, never been around them, but you're guarded by thousands of them and Stinger missiles on top of the roof of the White House from hijacked jet airliners. And you're guarded by hundreds of thousands of men and women with guns that defend the country, but you've never had one." And that's the problem with a Max Kaiser or a Barack Obama. And I like Max, but he's from, you know, New York, Connecticut, never been around guns, never shot them. They literally are like space aliens. And I'm kind of like a space alien compared to my dad. My dad knows how to fix pretty much any engine, parts, electrical, farming, carpentry, metallurgy. He can blacksmith. It's like he's an elf who belongs in Santa Claus's workshop. And his father was even better. Now, compared to most men, I know how to change a tire, work on a few things here and there. I know how to, you know, drive nails, know how to roof a house. But I am a gibbering moron. I am mentally retarded when it comes to technical things and building things compared to my father. I mean, my dad can snake a toilet. My dad can put in pipes. My dad can put in floors. My dad can do, you name it, he can do it. And do it fast. I had like an R2-D2 robot when I was like 12 that broke, and he got in it and soldered it in like an hour and got it working again. I mean, you don't see that. And then I was downtown yesterday taking care of business, and I looked at people, black, white, old, young. They look like soft moron zombies, and they don't know how to do anything but watch CNN and hear about how evil guns are, despite the fact that gun crime's down 60%+ since 1992, just department-owned numbers. So that's really the crisis we face, that even the establishment vampires are these inept morons. I mean, I was 10 years old, could shoot bullseye at 300 yards. Obama doesn't even know how to wipe his rear end.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I hope you're strapped in, because the great quickening is upon us. World governments being openly announced. Globalist proxy armies are funding right-wing Nazi organizations in Ukraine, hardcore Wahhabist psycho killers in the Middle East, and other systems worldwide to bring down sovereign nations. Here in the United States and Western Europe, the family and basic institutions are under assault. The free market is being overthrown for crony capitalism. Socialism and communism are being promoted to the grassroots to complete their journey to domestication and walrus-like helplessness. The battle is here. Stock markets around the world are plunging. You can see in live time if you go to drudgereport.com that it began plunging massively this morning. And then at about 11 o'clock Eastern, they began to pump it up with the admitted President's Committee on Open Markets or the Plunge Protection Team, which they even denied was a manipulating markets until a few years ago. They admit they began pumping the market up yesterday as well. It wasn't a, quote, glitch. Remember last year they had those, quote, glitches. They now admit those were not glitches. Just to show how they lie to us out of hand. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Earthquake in Oklahoma raises fears of a big one. New York Times. Donald Trump's big tent. Politico says the GOP should not be fooling itself. Trump is reaching more than just undereducated, angry white men. Louis Farrakhan, and I'm going to air the interview soon. It'll be at least next week because it's 2 hours long, and we've got to put it all together. Basically likes Trump. I mean, it's over the top, people. It's just transcending race, religion, all of it. People are sick of the establishment. And Farrakhan agrees that they're bringing radical Muslims in from Syria that are war fighters that are going to attack, and it's going to be used to bring in martial law in America. And he's been told they've got a grand jury convened in Chicago secretly. This is breaking. And that when this all kicks off, they're going to arrest him and others. Which, by the way, is in the COG plan to not just go after black nationalist leaders, but also liberty leaders. And by the way, the president specifically responded to InfoWars last night. The White House has responded to us by name before on power plant shutdowns, and they've had their surrogates attack us on a daily basis. Organizations run by the White House like Media Matters and others. I mean, it's no secret that we're one of the main targets in America now. Limbaugh has kind of receded. It's mainly Matt Drudge, Alex Jones. Glenn Beck has receded. It's Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, because we're the people reaching the big numbers. I mean, he said, you don't want to go to that website, you know, that says that register, confiscate, tyranny. First comes registration, then comes confiscation, then comes tyranny. That is an Alex Jones maxim of 20 years. You can pull the clips up all day. I mean, they are directly responding with a straight face that, oh, there are no death panels in Obamacare. Here's the subsection. After it passes, they go, of course there are death panels. Oh, you can keep your doctor. Really says you can. Oh, you said it's free. No, it's not. So Obama responds to the, quote, conspiracy theories. We're going to be getting into all that. We're learning more about what's happening in Europe, and it's worse than we even thought. We're going to be getting into the massive rape epidemic taking place. But getting back to Obama, there are so many angles to this. And I'm going to just start with these clips and go through them. First, we're going to play Obama saying he's never owned a gun. Because through this interview, you can understand everything. Then he goes on and says that there is no plot or conspiracy to take your guns. No, just every city the Democrats run, they have total gun ban. Chicago, New York, D.C. A couple hundred people have concealed carries or whatever that you get from the government in New York if you're part of the establishment. I mean, essentially, there's 18 million people and a couple hundred can carry guns. And Bloomberg's got like 15 armed guards on video when he walks around pulling guns out on people. But you can't have one. I mean, ridiculous hypocrisy. Then we've got Obama saying guns should be safe like everything else, smart guns. And I saw Fox News this morning on two different shows while I was exercising saying the talking point, well, conservatives agree we should have smart guns. Let's not debate that. So the new talking point is we agree to smart guns. They'll ban all the previous guns. They'll be able to neutralize and turn off all the new ones. They admit micro-stamping, registration, all of this is to ban the old guns and then pick up the new guns later. I mean, I have the mayor pro tem in Austin laughing at a gun rally and saying, you're signing about confiscation? That's not happening yet. Once we register, then we get them. First we do this, which was registration, state of Texas. We shot it down. Bloomberg financed it. You shot it down. The governor shot it down. And they just sit there and go, we will get your guns. I mean, I've seen the Violence Policy Center in the front page of the Austin American Statesman in 2000 when I caught bribery on video at the Capitol, and there was a criminal investigation, and it derailed the whole group of gun control laws over it. And they actually said in the paper, it doesn't matter what Mr. Jones does. We have your children in the public schools and are educating them, and we will ban guns within the next generation. It was a quote of the head of the Violence Policy Center in the front of the paper saying, "We will get your guns." And they've got Salon and Newsweek and Daily Beast and all these other groups saying, no, we need to go ahead and just take the guns. Yes, it's about confiscating them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's Dianne Feinstein. And Obama just gets up there like he can triumph over reality with his BS and say, nobody wants your guns. I know America was founded by people that were paranoid of a foreign power, England, but like that's stupid too. No, the British were here raping, robbing, stealing, not letting anybody have businesses unless they paid giant taxes. You had to be connected to royalty to get licenses for businesses. That's the real reason George Washington wanted war, because he was a second-class citizen in business. Boy, if he didn't like being discriminated against, imagine how black people feel 100 times worse. I mean, I get their grievances. But that's what it was really all about. And the British would grab colonial children when they'd stop press gangs in the UK, in England, because of riots. They'd stop press gangs in Scotland, England, and Ireland. They'd come into your town, sometimes 100 miles inland, and the government would grab your 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old and bring them as slaves onto the ships. They'd be gone basically forever. No judge, no jury, no law. Press gangs, slavery. On average, you wouldn't survive 2 or 3 missions. A lot of those shipping missions had a third casualties. They would come take your kids, and they came and were enslaving the colonies, and that was another big reason, was impressment. Impressment. You don't get taught about that in school because only black people were slaves, because we want to make them have an identity complex and feel bad so the Democrats, the actual progenitors of the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis, can perch on top of them and control them and abort them and dumb them down. This is just all facts being laid out here. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, it goes on. The one good shining ray was Chris Kyle's widow, Taya Kyle, and I just can't help but love her. I mean, she's telling the truth. I'm sorry. It's just she's standing up for the Second Amendment. That's what it's all about. Why don't we celebrate lower murder rates? That's right. It's down 61%. I went with the Justice Department numbers that came out 2 years ago, and they said 51. And we crunched the numbers and had an actual statistician from Southwest Texas do the analysis, or now South Texas, and they found out he did it, even though he wasn't published in it and threatened to fire him. That was Rob Dew's brother. He's now a statistician for a big company. And he's got a doctorate in it. Isn't it a doctorate? Yeah. And we found 51% drop in violent crime using guns since 92. Confirming Justice Department numbers, but Lott, one of the top statisticians in the world, said, no, it's 61. So, folks, 61% drop in crime using guns because gun ownership has exploded. And they've imprisoned a lot of criminals. And people are blowing away criminals more and more. And that's most of the 12,000 deaths a year are people committing suicide or criminals getting blown away. And so she gets up there and says, why don't you celebrate it? Instead, Obama just keeps getting up there going, it's getting worse, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. I've even heard ads on the network for body armor, which is great body armor, but it says, the mass shootings are happening, it's getting worse, get your body armor. No, it's not. It's not true. Mass shootings are flat. Every other form of gun violence is down massively. And statistics don't lie, folks. Numbers don't lie. The media acts like the biggest issue in the country is cops shooting you. You're talking about a couple hundred people, maybe a year, that are unjustifiable. And I'm not even defending the police culture or what's going on. I'm a big critic of it. I'm just not going to sit here and lie to you when all you turn on TV, it's the end of the world, the cops are going to kill you, and it just isn't true. They kill 1,100 people a year on a bad year. And most of them are criminals. Most of it is the police defending people against criminals. I'm all for good people armed. Police, citizens, you name it. Most police are good. That's why they're attacking them in the media, to get a civil war going in this country. And I'm not going to sit here idly by and watch all hell break loose. Now, let me give you the big news. Obama said in his speech repeatedly in his talk at the town hall on CNN that he doesn't want the guns and these conspiracy sites are bad lying about it. And then CNN ran an op-ed saying declare civil emergency, that's what they're going to call martial law, and take the guns and basically have a civil war. They actually say it. CNN.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
I've never owned a gun. Now, up at Camp David, we've got some skeet shooting, so on a fairly regular basis, we get a 12-gauge, and I'm not making any claims about my marksmanship, but...
Before you were president, did you ever feel a desire to get a gun, feel the need to get a gun?
You know, I grew up mostly in Hawaii, and other than hunting for wild pig, which they do once in a while, you know, there's not the popularity of hunting and sportsmanship with guns as much as there are in other parts of the country.
Right. I ask the question because there's a lot of people out there who don't trust you, obviously, on the issue of guns.
Now, there you go. The only truthful thing Obama, in my view, researching this entire disgusting two-hour event, is that they are disconnected. Most of the people that are anti-gun, most of these elitists, have never been around guns, never owned guns, never used guns. Because even major conservatives that are rich and part of the establishment, they just can't help it. They love the culture so much. It's in the DNA to be armed as a free person. They just can't bring themselves to totally ban the guns. But that's very few of the elite. And they're almost universally protected by bodyguards, taxpayer money. And so they really are disconnected. And they're scared of the slaves having guns. Slaves don't have free speech. Slaves aren't allowed to have weapons. Whether it was the Roman Empire or the Deep South with slavery in, say, 1800. It's a fact. And it's a fact gun control laws were passed at the end of the Civil War, the first ever in this country, to keep black people from getting guns. Now, let's continue. President Obama, on the notion of a plot, a conspiracy, and he says, nobody is coming for your guns. That is the biggest bald-faced lie I've ever heard. They take the guns in every other country. Total gun bans. They take the guns in Chicago, New York, D.C. They want total abolition. They're all on record at the major think tanks, the Bloomberg groups. But they have this double lie where they go, Bloomberg came out last year and said, I'm the biggest Second Amendment supporter ever. He goes, I support it. People are like, what? It's like, lower your defenses. It's like Saving Private Ryan, where they're fighting, rolling around with the knives, and the GI is about to win. And so the German goes, no, I give up, just to make him hesitate enough to drive that knife into him. And that's what this is. I mean, these people want our guns. And how creepy is it to have them up on TV going, nobody wants your guns, and we're all supposed to play along with it, and by the way, gun crime's way up, and everybody just goes along with it. All lies from known liars who said in their first campaign in 2008, no one's coming after any guns, we believe in it, there'll be no new gun laws. And all they've done is launch attacks. And they have all these countless, I'm talking thousands of articles that I've seen the last 6-7 years saying, I'm insane. Nobody wants our guns. I'm insane. He won't use executive action on the guns. I kept saying he would. 2013, he said, I can't use executive action. We played the clip yesterday. It's unconstitutional. Now he says, I'm going to act because Congress won't get in line with incredibly draconian stuff that Congress couldn't pass under the Constitution. They can't even do this, but he's doing it flagrantly illegal. Let's go to the president on the conspiracies. Here it is.
Is it fair to call it a conspiracy? I mean, well, yeah. A lot of people really believe this deeply, that they just don't trust you.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law.
But there's certainly a lot of
conspiracy. Yes, that is a conspiracy. I would hope that you would agree with that.
We're going to go to break, back up and play it again. This is so profound. We've had 7 million views just on Facebook mentions. That's just a new platform we're using, invading that system. Jay-Z doesn't get that in a week, folks. Kanye West. Barack Obama goes on his Facebook and gets like 10,000 views on a video. Go look. That just shows we're just one outlet fighting them. 7 million people, and guess what the video titles are? Obama bringing in martial law. Gun control to be used under martial law. And guess what CNN called for yesterday? I have the article. In the article, victim's father, Obama's gun actions won't make a dent. Elliot Feynman, CNN op-ed calls for Obama to declare national state of emergency, close quote, to gut the Second Amendment. They're calling for a state of emergency to confiscate and to nationalize the gun manufacturers. If that ain't martial law, I don't know what
is. March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I've gone past the point of having chills when I think about what's happening. Just being steady and focused and strong now. Because my instincts, my gut, and also intellectually, politically, the battle's on. The fight's here. No more questions, no more doubts. It's all as bad as we thought it was, and then some. Complete weaponized media, total lies, total deception. The attempt to break our back. Wow. Well, I've got like 13, 14 clips, actually, more than 12, because we've got a compilation of Obama saying Bush's executive actions are illegal and a total threat because he's a constitutional lawyer. He knows that, which was true. Then he gets up and does stuff. Jonathan Turley says 3 times worse, 15 times worse. When I say thousands of times worse than Nixon, Nixon had 120-something names in a safe and was thinking about harassing a couple of them with IRS audits. Obama's gone after more than 10,000 Christian groups alone. That's 10,000 times worse than not going after anybody. I saw a comment. Oh, I heard Alex say he's thousands of times worse than Nixon. How is that possible? Well, I mean, just on the IRS thing, he's tens of thousands times worse. I mean, imagine if Obama's scandal was breaking in some Republican's psychiatrist office. That's child's play to funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS to murder tens of thousands of people a month in Libya and Syria ongoing. Take every progressive Muslim and chop their head off. They're murdering the black Africans in Libya, the black Muslims. That's how racist a lot of these Wahhabists are. Oh, man, I tell you, Saudi Arabian Wahhabists hate black people so much. They were the original slavers of black people. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just cursed with history. Stefan Molyneux, who is a historian, is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour from the actual histories of who kicked off the slave trade, the modern slave trade, post-Roman, post-Byzantine. Who brought back slavery? The North African Muslims and the Saudis. It's a historical fact. Look how they treat women. Oh, by the way, photos show gunmen shooting Philly cop in the name of Islam. Religion of peace strikes again. And Obama's response is, of course, take our guns. We're having a radical Muslim attack now every week or two in the U.S. They had another attack in France yesterday. It's just ongoing. And it's going to be used to demonize non-radical Muslims. That's why Louis Farrakhan says something needs to be done. Trump's right, because Louis Farrakhan doesn't actually want to have a race war in this country. You can say, well, he used to want one. Well, the interview's coming out. Wait till you see it. I can't even get my mind around it. I really am actually stunned by it. That's why I was telling Farrakhan, I said, can I have a month to edit this? I really want to do a good job and add clips and try to, I mean, I don't know what to do here. It's so powerful. And his people want to put it out quicker. He said, do whatever I want. But I'm gonna try to get it out by next week because people are already talking about it all over. And I actually asked him to be interviewed a month ago so we could try to stop a race war that George Soros is financing. And he said, absolutely, I agree. Come talk to me. And then it was crazy. I was there with the entire leadership of the Nation of Islam, and these guys were super smart. And I don't mean that condescending, like, you know, black folks. They were smart for black folks. No, I meant, like, I've never been in a room with people this astute about the world and things. It was, and I've been in a room with, like, top military people. It was wild. Wild. I mean, I've been places. I was asking, I said, does anybody get in here? I mean, who else comes in this big room and meets with you guys for 3 hours? He basically said, well, pretty much nobody. He said, you know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were sitting where you're sitting last year and all these other famous people, but he said, we don't really get into all the politics stuff, but he thinks it's coming down to the end right now as well. And, you know, I'd rather not fight with people, folks. I'd rather just live in peace and not all kill each other so a bunch of foreign bankers can make a joke out of it. Some creepy, weird Nazi collaborator. We're going to be played off by him. I mean, you know, it's powerful. And I'm not even hyping the interview. I want to respect the interview and really do a good job with it, make like a documentary out of it. But that'll come later, I guess. We're just going to churn it out then. Let me just stop right there. Let's start going to the clips right now. President Obama on the conspiracy. He's sitting there like it's ridiculous. There's a plan to get your guns. I mean, the UNIDIR UN treaty says that they want the, quote, abolition of civilian firearm ownership because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state, July 7th, 2000, in the treaty. They've taken the guns in almost every country. And they always say, we just want to register and ban the semi-autos. Then they start banning more and more. Then they use the registration list to take the guns. And you got to jump through 100 hoops if you live on a farm to have a single-shot shotgun. That's what they do in France. That's what they do in Australia. Other areas, they just totally banned them. Women with no criminal records are trying to go through all the hoops now to get shotguns that have even been raped, and the Germans won't let them have them. You got to be in a hunting club and keep your gun with the hunting master, the Jaeger master, the hunting master, and then go put your lederhosen on and go hunting. See, it's not about self-defense. It's about hunting. No, it's not. It's about self-defense. And I know there's so many clips here, but I just can't get over the lying point blank to our faces. And telling us that they're not coming for our guns. It's just like everything else they do. I've never seen such levels of lying. Let's go to President Obama on the plot, the conspiracy. I mean, they're sworn to get our guns. They're doing it illegally. They're saying they'll put you on an extrajudicial list with no evidence, no court, no trial, no faces, nobody to call, and your guns are just taken, or you can't buy guns. They're already implementing it in many areas around the country. They're setting up UN bases in every major city under Strong City Initiative to globalize them and to henpeck the police into submitting to them. I mean, we're being taken over. And he sits up there and says, nothing's happening. Nothing's going on. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Is it fair to call it a conspiracy? I mean, well, yeah. A lot of people really believe this deeply, that they just don't.
No.
They just don't trust you.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law?
But there's certainly a lot of
conspiracy. Yes, that is a conspiracy. I would hope that you would agree with that.
Okay, pause.
Is that controversial?
No, it's a pause. Is it controversial that they're developing a plan? Now, that is the most sophisticated doublespeak I've ever heard, because he's actually being honest, going, there is a conspiracy. See, a plot is just an illegal plan. So there is a plan. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal. It is dangerous. It is tyrannical by every historical measurement. So he sits there. Back it up again. This is one of the richest clips I've ever seen. And he said, listen to him carefully. He says, is there a conspiracy? Well, yeah. I mean, is there a plot? Is there to get the guns? And then he goes, oh, it's ridiculous after that. He's sitting there talking to a known CIA asset since college. He's CIA. Part of the rogue group that runs it. The breakaway globalist. The coup d'etat. The occupiers. They're not even collaborators because they were never Americans. I mean, Cooper is literally sitting on top what is estimated to be over $1 trillion in assets. You hear about Bill Gates, $100 billion, this guy, $100 billion. That's just the public money. This guy is related to most of the major robber baron dynasties. Look it up. He's CIA. He's a blood-sucking blue blood. And he's up there to enslave this country. Just like the CIA finances dictators to take the weapons in every other country. That's what they're doing here. It's treason. Except they're foreign enemies, so it's espionage. I got to stop calling Obama treasonous and traitorous. He's a globalist operative. He's a foreign officer. He's involved in espionage and sabotage. He is a saboteur. Literally an enemy. How much more naked does it have to get? Let's go back to the clip.
Is it fair to call it a conspiracy? I mean, well, yeah. A lot of people really believe this deeply, that they just don't.
No.
They just don't trust you.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call the conspiracy. What are you saying?
Are you suggesting that
the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law?
But there's certainly a lot of people.
Conspiracy? Yes, that is a conspiracy. I would hope that you would agree with that. Is that controversial? Except on some websites around the country?
There are certainly a lot of people who just have a fundamental distrust that you do.
So, is there a plan to get some guns? Well, yeah. And you know, these websites around the country that people believe and listen to because we show them. What a con artist. finish the clip. It just gets crazier.
Is that controversial? Except on some websites around the country?
There are certainly a lot of people who just have a fundamental distrust that you do not want to get go further and further and further.
Like Obamacare?
I mean, I'm only going to be here for another year. I don't know. When would I have started on this enterprise?
Day one.
Right? I come from the state of Illinois, which we've been talking about Chicago, but downstate Illinois is closer to Kentucky.
But the crime syndicate you run took all the guns. Total gunman in Chicago until the Supreme Court ruling.
And
that's enough. Shutting down.
A lot of folks.
Again, he keeps acting like because they haven't taken all the guns yet, that shows that no one's taken the guns. Everywhere they run, they've taken them all. I mean, again, he's preying on his supporters. And I'm sorry, man. I'm going to go out and do some videos and just point at crowds in Austin. And, I mean, they're soft, they're dumb, they're dead-eyed. I don't care if they're Hispanic, black, white, or Asian. They're fat, and I'm not being mean to fat people. None of us are perfect. But, I mean, they look like they haven't worked a day in their lives and can't even wipe their butts. Their eyes are so weak. They're so dead. They're helpless. They have no survival instinct. And I'll say, you can say whatever you want about the Nation of Islam. I disagree with a lot of stuff they said and done. But when I was there, those people were alive. Their eyes had fire in them. And it might be hate. But you know what? I'll take some of that hate over death any day, being dead. And it isn't hate. It's anger at being enslaved. And I get it. Well, here's the deal. I don't want to be a slave either. And I'm angry. And I'm not rolling over. And Donald Trump's not rolling over. And our veterans aren't rolling over to be enslaved. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 3, where we need everything to be smart guns, which then they use to ban all the previous made guns, and then they can deactivate the other guns. This is the biggest attack ever. And this is what they have neocons on Fox News going, you know, it's reasonable. We're not against that. Let's do that. And that just shut down all the manufacturers in California this year. They all just shut this week and are moving out. So let's go. I mean, you love your smart meter ripping you off? You love the smart car about to tax you by the mile? It's all being announced. I warned you 20 years ago. Because they wrote white papers on it. Nobody wants to tax you by the mile. Nobody, the smart meters don't rip you off. They're not going to control your thermostat. Now it's all happening. They admit it all again. This is a lawless president who opened the borders 2 years ago secretly and orders the Border Patrol to ship the illegals in. And then has a few hundred arrested here and there at staged events. I mean, this is war, people. This is scientific. With two CIA guys on TV lying to you. And they legalized it last year. Because their own people wouldn't follow orders and lie. And they said, look, it's the law, now follow orders. And so their people just started leaking everything. And not just to us, but to the Russians and everybody else, because there are a lot of people in our government aren't going along with this globalist takeover. Let's go to the next clip here on the smart guns. Here it is.
There's nothing else in our lives that we purchase where we don't try to make it a little safer if we can.
Hit pause. That's what the nanny state's all about. Ban dodgeball, then ban tag, then ban football, then ban words, then ban the word mom and dad. Anything might hurt your feelings. Ban toy guns, then they can ban the real thing. It's real reasonable. Let's just make it safer. More guns we get, the more the crime rate goes down, but that's his big lie. I'm going to skip this break. Here it is.
Traffic fatalities have gone down drastically during my lifetime. And part of it is technology, and part of it is that the National Highway Safety Administration does research and they figure out, you know what, seatbelts really work.
That's reasonable.
Then we pass some laws to make
sure
seatbelts.
That set the precedent for you to power grab.
Airbags make a lot of sense. Let's try those out.
And now they want driverless cars because they say those are safe.
Toys. We say, you know what, we find out the kids are swallowing toys all the time. Let's make sure that
right
the
toy. So again, most people, 7,000 of the deaths every year, suicide, and then what is it, 3,000 or 4,000, depending on the year, on average about 12,000, are criminals being shot. a couple thousand innocent people die a year. End of the world. Now, it's one of the rarest forms of death. But he acts like it's the end of the world. And speaking of that, let's go to the widow of Chris Kyle telling the truth. Say, why don't you celebrate lower murder rate? This is a key clip. Because normally on these shows, they just say, gun crime's way up, gun, and just lie. They just lie. And then their idiot viewers just believe it because, you know, skinny CIA officers in fancy suits in big sets are up there lying to them. Let's go ahead and go back to the Navy SEAL widow talking to the two foreign enemies. Here it is.
We're at an all-time low for murder rate. That's a big deal. And yet I think most of us in this country feel like it could happen at any moment. It could happen to any of us at any time. And I'm almost finished just when you talk about the NRA and after a mass shooting that gun sales go up, I would argue that it's not necessarily that I think somebody's going to come take my gun from me, but I want the hope and the hope that I have the right to protect myself, that I don't end up to be one of these families, that I have the freedom to carry whatever weapon I feel I need, just like your wife said on that farm road. You know, the sheriffs aren't going to get to my house either. And I understand that background checks aren't necessarily going to stop me from getting a gun, but I also know that they wouldn't have stopped any of the people here in this room from killing. And so it seems like almost a false sense of hope. So why not celebrate where we are? I guess that's my real question is,
well,
celebrate that we're good people and 99.9% of us are never going to kill anyone.
Well, let me make a couple of points. First of all, thanks to your husband for his service and thank you for your service because extraordinary heroism that
he's so upset the Wahhabis
he and your family have shown
didn't take
in protecting all of us. And I'm very grateful
for
that.
Oh, yeah, you love the troops so much. Why are you raping them, cutting off their
number VA two, funding? What you said about murder rates and violent crime generally is something that we don't celebrate enough.
It's down 61%.
The fact of the matter is that violent crime has been steadily declining across America for a pretty long time.
So this is 92, punk.
You wouldn't always know it by watching television.
Yeah, and liars like you.
But overall, most cities are much safer than they were 10 years ago.
I can't believe he just told the truth.
Or 20 years ago. Now, I challenge the notion that the reason for that is because there's more gun ownership. Because if you look at where are the areas with the highest gun ownership, those are the places in some cases where the crime rate hasn't dropped down that much, and the places where there's pretty stiff restrictions on gun ownership.
Oh my gosh,
in some of those places, the crime's dropped really quickly.
Really? Name them,
so I'm not
liar.
Sure that there's a one-to-one correlation there.
Oh, really? Like Kennesaw, Georgia made it the law to own guns, and within 1 year, their crime rate dropped 89%? Or all the states that passed concealed carries on average had over 25% crime rate within 2 years, some even higher? I mean, look at crime maps. The areas where they banned the guns have the highest crime rates in the country and Chicago in the world. Chicago Tribune. The city run by you and your mafia scum. And I know I tear into him, folks, because this is like Hitler in America or Stalin. I mean, we are in trouble. I'm going to remind you that I have continued to warn you that they're going to call martial law a civil emergency. I'm going to remind you that they call it a civil emergency in Germany and Sweden and France where they're banning demonstrations against the Islamification and the open borders, where they've arrested Le Pen, the leader in the presidential polls, because she said there's a Muslim invasion, where they arrest preachers that criticize it mildly in the UK. It's here. That's a civil emergency. They don't call FEMA camps FEMA camps. They call them emergency centers. They don't call it martial law. They call it state of national emergency. I have told you thousands of times they will start calling it that when they're getting ready to hammer. And so now, we have seen scores of articles the last month saying, go ahead and kick Alex Jones off the air, he's dangerous. Go ahead and shut down free speech. Go ahead and just take the guns. Go ahead and start a civil war. They're using those terms. Go ahead and be Lincoln on these people. And here's CNN, victim's father, Obama gun actions won't make a dent. And you read the quotes, CNN op-ed calls for Obama to declare, quote, national state of emergency. National state of emergency. National state of emergency. I'm going to say it again. National state of emergency. We're under a national state of emergency when they spy on us without warrants, when the president opens the borders outside of law, shuts off our power plants, gives thousands of waivers to insiders on Obamacare, funds Al-Qaeda, gives them Stinger missiles, suspends the law, does whatever he wants, has signing statements more than anybody ever. I mean, we're in martial law, boys and girls. It's like we're sitting in the pygmy's pot. We're sitting in the globalist pot. We're sitting in the wicked witch's pot. And she just started building a fire. We're like, that smoke smells good. It's kind of warm on my feet in the water. She's cutting carrots. She's cutting onions. You like that, sweetie? You're going to enjoy it. And they're sitting there putting broth in. You're like, man, that's kind of burning. She's like, let me put the top on. I'm not putting the top on. You'll be able to breathe in there. She's got chains out to chain you inside the pot. And I'm like, get out of the pot. Get out of the pot. And you're like, there's no pot. There's nothing going on. I love Obamacare. Man, my medical bills went up. It's incredible. So let's go to this clip. How would government confiscate 350 million guns? Well, no, they're going to have a whole persecution of gun owners. They're going to just ban and say, you've got a right to have that single shot. But, you know, the groups with the semi-autos, they've been connected to the terror attacks on police, the bombing of federal buildings. We're rounding them up. And if your city doesn't go along, or your state, we're turning the power off. The main Pentagon training manuals that are public, Brigade Homeland, you name it, are to take over the states during, quote, insurrection by the legislatures. Like the governor, Greg Abbott, coming out and saying, holding up his gun and saying, come and take it. Texas is not going to turn in the guns. We're not going to follow unconstitutional executive orders. Other governors, hundreds of sheriffs, police chiefs, and the globalists are a literal invasion force. You're living in a movie, folks, who plan an actual war under Jade Helm scenarios of mastering the human domain, hoping we're so dependent on gadgetry and electricity they can cut it off and make us submit. The problem is they know the troops aren't going to go along with it. So they're trying to go to robots and drones and autonomous systems right now. But we've got them in check if we just realize we can defeat them. Thank God for the Patriots for 50 years warning us. Thank God for them working and being persecuted and attacked and IRS and arrested and just beavering away at the enemy. The resistance is incredible. I salute everybody that brought us to this point. Everything you went through, I'm nobody compared to what they used to do to people. 50 years ago, they'd kill you if you talked about this. Because America wasn't ready for the truth, and they knew if the folks got the info out, they'd fail. And so they persecuted tens of thousands of Americans. They tortured congressmen like Hansen. You wouldn't believe it, folks, what they've done to everybody. It's been hell. Giving people cancer, shooting them, setting them up, putting them in jail, IRS, planting pipe bombs on their property. They changed the policy about 15 years ago. I used to have them trying to do that to me. But they just realized they couldn't beat us at that level, so they tried to beat us in a stand-up info war. We have kicked their butts. And I'm telling you, we're committed. People say, man, why do you get so fired up? This is America going down, we're talking about. And we got a fighting chance. And I'm in America's corner saying, get in there, focus, and give it everything you got. Because this isn't a fight about a belt or a fight for money or a fight for fame. It's a fight for our lives, a fight for our futures. It's a death battle. Now I want you to spread the word about InfoWars.com right now and send the link InfoWars.com/show to everybody you know. And I want you to go buy the products, the non-GMO seeds, the water filters, the books, the videos, the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. Because the specials end tonight. 15% off on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy your war bonds now. Fuel our operation. You've got a commitment. I'll smash the enemy as hard as I can. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.